This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. It is Black Friday edition. We're here live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about everything from the Black Friday craze, the mobs, the fights, which really didn't happen this year, thank goodness. It's a nice refreshing change for the better. But, you know, are there really any significant dangers from the fights? No. Black Friday, for the most part, is an entirely safe thing. If you're dealing with millions of people out shopping, then there's a chance somebody's going to get into a fight, just like there's a chance you could, you know, get into a road rage incident just any old time you're driving.
Right.
You're just dealing with people.
Actually,
people.
It seems like a high probability that somebody is going to get hurt.
What do you mean?
Just with that number of people, period.
Right. Yeah. Anytime you put that number of people together, you're going to have problems.
It's actually kind of surprising that there weren't more injuries.
That's what I'm saying. I'm really pleasantly surprised to only have found one viral video of people fighting, in this case, in a mall in Alabama. Hoover,
right.
Alabama.
And, again, according to AL.com, they said the fight wasn't even shopping-related. It was, you know, a personal matter.
Somebody fighting over a boyfriend or something like that. So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Daryl, you're sharing some observations about things maybe even slowing down somewhat in the stores?
Again, LA Times reporting about shopping experiences in Southern California. There was a young man, Chae-Woong Bae, and his girlfriend, both from South Korea, decided they wanted to go see what this Black Friday thing was all about.
Exactly.
That they'd seen on TV. Get to the store at 4:30. They're the first people there. Store opened at 7 o'clock, and again, Bae said, on the TV, we see people fighting each other, so at first we were a little scared to come out. I didn't expect it to be so quiet.
They were the only people there
at 4:30.
Yeah.
Other than possibly the reporter who knew that they were there at 4:30.
Right.
I guess. Continuing on, they have some other observations of people who were saying, you know, it's a lot quieter. The National Retail Federation predicts that retail sales in November and December could total between $678.75 billion and $682 billion, up from $655.8 billion last year.
Yep. So that's bigger overall.
Market research firm IHS Market forecast holiday retail sales rising 4.2% compared to last year, the strongest growth since 2014. Many Americans also, according to IHS Markit, get paid on the first Friday of December, which could wind up spreading holiday shopping into next weekend. And I guess they're basing this based on people that get paid biweekly.
Yeah. We shared recently a story about how some Americans are actually still in debt from their last year's holiday shopping. And I guess that may be how they predict these things is based on what people are saying they're planning on spending.
Right. I remember I answer online surveys and wind up getting points, and I can turn those points into
Google,
Amazon gift cards.
Oh, okay.
Not through Google.
Okay.
No, this is through YouGov.
Oh, okay. Somebody told me there was one for Google, too.
There probably is.
Or you get, like, Google store credits or something.
Yeah. No, I do the one through YouGov. And there was a survey not too long ago where, do you plan on shopping? And then through a range, how much do you plan on spending on gifts, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the prediction is based on analytics that they do, and then also, you know, there are other economic indicators of, well, the shopping or the retail sales during this month were lower than what were projected from last year and this and that, so
I wonder
calculate
how often
accordingly.
I wonder how often the projections are wrong. Because
I don't know.
Every year we read these National Retail Federation or Foundation projections, and they're always just sort of accepted as, yep, that's what's going to happen. But, you know, How often are they, like, way off by either too high or too low as far as, you know, what actually?
I think they're fairly accurate as far as, you know, within, say, I would say billion. plus or minus 5%.
Yeah.
And, again, you know, that's a big, huge range when we're talking about, you know, $600 billion. But again, they are projecting this year that spending will increase about 4%. So when I say plus or minus 5, yeah. either spending will be the same as last year, right. or it could be what they're predicting
right.
here, or a little higher. Christopher, the Executive Director of U.S. and Global Economics at IHS Marquette, says it's calmer and it's a little more organized and a little more uniform. Black Friday is still important, but it's not what it used to be.
Parents just couldn't think up any other name for him. Let's name our son Chris, whose last name is Christopher.
I used to live up the street from Robert Roberts, Jr.
Wow.
I broke my nose with a baseball bat in his
really?
Front yard.
How yeah. did you do that?
So very funny story. We were playing baseball.
Yeah.
And
how old were you?
About 12.
Okay.
In the front yard? In the yard.
Okay.
And I hit the ball down into the storm drain thing, and yep. the little skinny kid that could climb into the storm drain got tired of going into the storm drain to get the ball, and he was like, I'm not getting the ball anymore. All right, well, we got anything else that we could play with? And he said, well, my sister's got a hippity hop.
What's yeah, that?
That big, huge, giant rubber thing with the handle that you bounce on?
Like a pogo stick?
No, pogo stick's not a ball, Ian.
Oh, okay. It's
a big, round ball
oh.
with a handle.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I see what you're
the
saying.
The hippity hop.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
And I was like, okay.
Like the thing that's the size of a small child, right? Like a fairly large
yes.
thing. Okay, gotcha.
So I tell him to pitch it to me.
Yep.
And he does. And I swing and I hit the ball. And the ball pushed the bat into,
right into your
my face.
Oh,
and then the ball
crap.
Hit my face.
Ooh.
And then the ball bounces
wow.
off of my face. And the bat goes to fall and hits the ball. And then comes back and hits me in the face again.
Ow. See, now we didn't have video cameras back then. So nobody got...
If you look closely. And I'm going to do some visuals here with this water bottle. But if you
okay.
look very closely, you will see that a ball, or not a ball, but a bottle or a baseball bat fits perfectly on the right side here.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, it sure does. Yep, he's yep. doing it. He really does.
The nose veers off ever so slightly
Whack.
To the left.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah. And my next door neighbor was a paramedic. He wasn't home at the time. By the time he got home a couple hours later and I told him what happened, he said, I can try to set that for you.
Oh, wow.
And he touched my nose and it just
yeah.
hurt too bad.
Yep.
And he said, it kind of feels like it's already set a little bit. So,
jeez.
Like, just in a couple of hours, the bone started trying to heal itself,
mm.
and he would have had to re-break my nose to get
oh
it straight,
God.
And I said, no.
No, thanks.
Nope, don't do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so Robert Roberts Jr. and Christopher, people with absolutely horribly unimaginative parents. And how Daryl broke his nose when he was like 12 or 13.
All right. So did you have more from that story?
Yeah. Danny Marin, who's a West Covina, California resident who started shopping at 4 a.m. on Friday, says
that's hardcore. Well, not so much in California. It's hardcore if you're in Michigan.
In-store crowds aren't necessarily better. While I saw some crowds at stores he visited, Walmart, Kohl's, Big Five Sporting Goods, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Best Buy, it wasn't as hectic as he once remembered. He says it was more fun to shop like
Good.
This because you were able to actually shop.
You're not packed in tight with
yeah.
a huge crowd of people.
The co-founder and managing partner of Retail System Research says Black Friday's shift away from the doorbuster frenzy means shoppers are looking for more than just discounts. Mm. What's going to drive people into stores is really an experience.
Yeah, I think that's true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we invite you to join us here on the radio. You can bring up anything that you want. It is the Black Friday edition. If you are out and about today and you want to share your experience, you certainly welcome to do that. Or maybe you're working on the retail side of things. You want to share a crazy customer story? Feel free to join us here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you are invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to get a great gift this holiday season or any time of the year? My Pillow. I mean, really, it is probably the best pillow you'll ever use. I suppose they could make it better at some point, but it's pretty damn awesome right now. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, you get your MyPillow at half price, or two for the price of one. You can order more than one, it's up to you, and then send them or give them to your loved ones. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using mine for more than a year and a half, I think, at this point. It's been pretty great.
Yeah.
You can also wash your MyPillow, which is an amazing feature. You can wash it and dry it. It's designed for that, so you can always keep it fresh, and you don't have to worry about whatever dead skin cells and all that stuff that would normally collect inside your pillow, because, again, it's washable. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get that 50% off deal, and don't forget, if for whatever reason you don't agree, if for some reason you don't like it, within the first 60 days, you can send it back to them, and then they will send you your purchase price back to you, and you don't have to go anywhere except to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. The pillow, by the way, is guaranteed to last for 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So, story here from FoxNews.com, another opinion piece about Black Friday. Headline, will this Black Friday mark the death of the shopping mall? And it was interesting, when I read this headline to you guys, there was immediate comments about death of shopping malls. One of our friends here in the studio mentioned that him and his mother were talking about this. My parents called me on Thanksgiving, and some comment was made about the death of shopping malls. So it's like people are talking about shopping malls no longer existing.
There's an excellent website, and I don't remember the name of it, but they have pictures of all of the abandoned shopping malls.
Yeah, with like the overgrown plants.
And, plants growing all through. Here's a food court covered in ivy.
Right. It looks like something you'd see in, like, The Walking Dead or some kind of dystopian future.
It looks like something you would see from, like, an abandoned city that everybody left because some nuclear reactor wound up going bad.
Yeah, and there's Chernobyl. So many of these, too, that they put in this article that I think I've seen the same thing. Just search for photos of old abandoned shopping malls, and it's just stunning. For the past few generations, some say we've been living in the information age, or the space age, or the atomic age. But if I could name it, I'd call it the mall age. This is, let's see who the author is here, Steve Kurtz at Fox News. Since the first U.S. indoor mall, the Southdale Center in Edina, Minnesota, opened in 1956, the mall has been the place to be, or at least it was. Future historians will look at movies from Fast Times at Ridgemont High to Dawn of the Dead to Paul Blart Mall Cop and know that there was once this place where we all gathered, a place that meant a lot to us. But Black Friday is well named this year. The day after Thanksgiving, when shopping is supposed to kick into high gear, may instead sound the death knell for the great American institution of the mall. Why? The short answer, Amazon. Slightly longer version, online shopping saves money and makes it unnecessary to drive to the mall. And one-stop shopping at stores like Walmart and Target, not to mention dollar shops popping up like mushrooms, is more convenient and generally cheaper than shopping at the mall. Over the last decade or so, U.S. department stores have lost about a third of their revenue. Giants like Sears, JCPenney, and Macy's have been shedding outlets like a St. Bernard sheds fur. And specialty stores that populated malls are falling by the wayside as well. Looking at book-selling behemoth Borders, now defunct since 2011, or Radio Shack, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2015. I remember Radio Shack at the mall when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I wonder how many of these, a lot of the indoor malls seem to have failed. But I've noticed that a lot of them have actually been turned into strip malls, and they're still around.
Yeah, it's the indoor malls that we're talking about, specifically.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that particular business model, outdoor strip centers or shopping centers, those things are doing fine, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like the internet kind of killed the indoor mall because they're bigger and
more overhead.
Or at least the bigger ones.
Maybe more overhead to operate.
They're not convenient, right? I mean, you have to go to the mall, you have to find your parking spot, and you have to go inside and walk around. Whereas the smaller indoor malls, which have been converted into strip malls now, have managed to find success because they're convenient to get get to, right?
But are they
the
you still have to find a shopping, a parking spot.
Yeah. And then you don't get to go inside. You have to walk around out in the hot sunlight.
I think a lot of it has to do with what you were talking about.
Not necessarily.
I think a lot. It's the overhead, and then
the overhead. Yeah,
people just not hanging out anymore. Because remember, when we were younger, we would hang out at the shopping mall.
True. Yeah.
And then you know, like tacitly do some. Oh, let's go to the arcade. Let's go buy, you know, a Blizzard from the Dairy Queen in the food court.
Yeah.
And people don't
that revenue's
hang
not
out
there. Yeah, that revenue's
anymore.
Not there.
There's not as much.
Teenagers are the hangout people, right? Like old people, older people don't hang out at the mall. And
but old people would go do laps around the mall and still buy stuff from you know the Dairy Queen.
That's probably true.
You know, it's probably a combination of things because we have more entertainment now options that are in the home, like video game systems. I mean, you just didn't have as much of that when.
Well, they also we were reading an article about teenagers today, and they're less social,
and they don't have the licenses, and they've increased the ages for drivers.
As far as driving is concerned,
yep,
yeah, they're not even interested.
Increasing the age to drive.
What's that?
You said they're increasing the age to drive?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. When I was younger, I get my license at 16, but back in my dad's day, it was 14.
Really?
And now it's like 18 or 19 or 12.
No, it's not.
In some states. I've had.
I know really? There are some states that have restricted license to where you can't drive.
Let me back up. In New Jersey, I had two employees, or people I was interviewing to be employees, and both of them were like 21, and they both ran into, or 20, 21, something like that. And they both ran into a problem, because if you're under the age of like 25, you have to go a year of driving with another individual before you can get your actual license. So I couldn't hire either.
God. Yeah, you've got to have a learner's permit before you get the regular license.
For a whole year? In Jersey? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was
up until 25?
Yeah, if you're under 25 and it was something like that. All I remember is, I don't remember the details of it, but I remember that I would not be able to hire either of these adults.
Wow.
Not, you know, young kids, adults. That were over 18, and they could not get their license in a timely fashion because of the laws.
So, again, back to teenagers hanging out at the mall, one of the reasons that doesn't happen, besides the fact that they can't drive, but many of them aren't even interested in driving.
Yeah, it's
because they're getting driven around by their parents.
But they made it very difficult to get your license. I mean, you deny that.
The thing that they call
the
graduated driver's license to where there are restricted hours that you're allowed to drive. Mm-hmm. You can't have more than a certain number of people in the vehicle
You got to put a little placard on the back of your vehicle to indicate that you're... You know, a young driver.
But also, they're not hanging out at all in real life as much. They still do, you know, in certain circumstances. But percentage-wise, many of them are just online. They're just hanging out, if you will, if that's even a term, online. You know, in a chat room or whatever it is that people do. Snapchat. I don't know what the methods are. They change by the moment, it seems. But the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. They're not going to the mall.
Right.
No. 855-450-3733. More about the death of malls. Another piece here. There's been no construction on a major new mall since 2006, which I can't really believe. They're tearing them down.
They're turning the mall into condos here.
That's right. Yep. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The death of the institution known as the shopping mall, something that most of us grew up with, very intimately familiar with, and then when's the last time you were inside of one of them?
Well, wow. I walked through the thing here in Keene that they call a shopping mall that they're turning into condos.
Yeah, but did you go there to actually buy something or consider buying
something? I don't even know if I would say that constitutes a real indoor shopping mall.
I'll make the argument that it was.
It's so small.
That there was a bookstore in there.
There was.
That's true.
Toadstool bookstore.
What else was in there?
I was nearby.
We can probably name all the stores.
It's gone, though. I was nearby and had to go to the bathroom, and I knew that they had them.
They have a public bathroom.
So I went to the bathroom and then went to the bookstore.
I remember
just to where I could, you know, at least say, I came in to look. I might have wanted to buy a book.
Okay, so I have actually been to malls within the last decade since I've been up here in New England.
Oh, I had to go to one a few weeks ago because I had to go to a Best Buy when I ran out to service a Bitcoin vending machine.
Right.
Had to go get a keyboard and a mouse.
But did you actually go into the mall, or did you just go into the Best Buy entrance?
Maybe went into the Best Buy entrance. But the Best Buy was in the shopping mall.
That's maybe a better question is, who's actually bought anything of significance from an indoor mall in the last 20 years?
Nothing. Oh, 20 years? Okay, probably something within 20 years, but last
Define
10 years?
Significance, no. Because the keyboard that I purchased, I really needed
a vacuum cleaner or something, you know, something, not like a drink. I mean,
right.
I don't know if I have in the last 20 years. I've been to a few indoor malls.
I've accompanied a couple of girlfriends to malls over the last decade to go like clothes shopping, but that wasn't significant.
Yeah, I'm not sure that counts.
I wouldn't say that's significant. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas, watching us on YouTube, cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Daryl.
Yes, the thing about the malls is I was watching the show. It was Adam Ruins Everything. He talked about the origin of the mall was the guy came up with the idea that he brought to the shopping mall wasn't what we grew up with. But the guy who came up with the stuff that's built in now where you have, like, outdoor shopping with also like people living there, restaurants, shops, and actually condos or apartments for people living around that's just propping up all over the country now, like here in Austin and in Virginia and other parts of the country.
Okay.
And so that's what's replacing the mall. Also, like here in Austin, I think there used to be like 5 or 6 malls. Now we're down to like 2.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved here, there were 3, but the one that's no longer.
What'd they do with the other ones? Did they tear them down and just put up something completely different?
The one I remember going to when I was becoming, I lived in Sunset Valley part of Austin for about a year. That one is torn down. I don't know what happened because they got torn down after I moved away from there when I was like 8. When I got here, there were only 3 malls in Austin. I got back here in 2013. The one that's no longer mall is actually a community college. They turned it into community college.
Okay.
They're either tearing down malls or they're turning them into like call centers, colleges, businesses, or something.
Interesting stuff. And I think that the community college idea, that makes sense, right? You need to have bathrooms, food court, the different little classrooms or whatever. That makes sense.
I mean, the building's already there. Might as well use it.
There you go. Daryl, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So you had mentioned this mall here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, that Daryl and I were referring to as a mall. And you're so new to town, it really has never really been anything since you've lived here. I think you've been here, a year and a half?
No, I was there when it was Colony Mill. I've been in there.
Right, but there wasn't saying, there wasn't really anything there. By the time you got here, the food court was completely dead. There was nothing there.
I think I was to the food court once. I don't know if there was that much there.
Indian restaurant was in the food court for a while before relocating.
Yeah, but they've been in their new location for like a year at least. But anyway, the reason why it qualifies as a mall, in my opinion, is it's indoor, air-conditioned shopping with public bathrooms that are accessible by all in the mall, and it had a food court. So when it was its mall thing, I wouldn't call it that these days. In fact, it's under construction now. It's going to be apartments, as you mentioned, Daryl. But, when I first moved here in 2006, it was actually pretty full. There was a GameStop in there. There were, anchor stores, like that Toadstool Bookshop was one of the anchor stores. So it had anchor stores. It was full of stores inside, and it was actually busy.
Children's Museum also used to be inside that shopping mall.
When I think indoor mall, I think like big anchor stores, like JCPenney or something, or Sears or
something. That's definitely what you think of when you think of a mall. But
and like a couple of them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But as far as like, it met all the qualifications for being a mall, even though it's much smaller and didn't have Sears.
It's probably the smallest mall I've ever been into.
This is probably also the smallest town you've ever lived in.
No. The town I lived in back in New Jersey was just slightly bigger.
Yeah, but that was a suburb of a larger metro.
It was exactly the same thing as
Lived like an hour away from New York City or something.
On the border of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. We were as far away from as you could get.
So you were close to Philly.
There was no train station to get from where I was to the city. You'd have to take a bus or drive.
How far from Philadelphia were you?
Probably 45 minutes to an hour from both of those.
So you were a suburb of Philadelphia.
I wouldn't say that. We were pretty far out there.
How far from Philly?
He said 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
That's a suburb.
Well, okay, that's without any traffic, guys.
That's still a suburb.
Yeah, it's a little different than being in Keene, where you're, you know, an hour and a half away from any kind of metropolitan area.
It's basically the same distance between, I would say, Nashua and Manchester.
Yeah, but here we're a little city in the middle of the woods. There's not, like, another big city nearby.
Boston's
2 hours away.
Flemington was...
You might not want to acknowledge that you were a suburb of Philadelphia, but you were a suburb of Philadelphia.
We'll have to check. We'll have to look at a map.
You'll have to look at it. In terms of population size for the county, it was like 100-something thousand versus like 80,000 for Keene.
Yep, that's
and
not very big.
It was like 30,000 people versus 25,000 people. It's not that much different.
But again, suburb of Philadelphia versus 2 hours away from Boston.
Oh, Flemington was the center of the area.
Was it?
Yeah, it's just like Keene.
All right, I'll take your word for it. Anyway, going on here regarding stores that are no longer with us, Radio Shack filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2015. I guess they still exist, but they probably don't have a fraction of the stores that they used to.
Well, one out of 100 is still technically a fraction. I don't know if that's how many, but there's not many at all.
Or Payless, the shoe store that announced its bankruptcy this year. There's trouble at The Gap, Banana Republic, Gymboree, Michael Kors, Ann Taylor, and so on and so on. This story from Fox News.
And then not mentioned there, Sears and Kmart closing a bunch more stores.
Yep. Yeah, they mentioned Sears earlier, but yep. In fact, with thousands of stores closing, 2017 looks to be bleaker for brick-and-mortar retailers than the crash of 2008. The author says, I live in Los Angeles, a mecca for malls, and I can see the collapse happening before my eyes. My favorite mall is the West Side Pavilion, where Tom Petty shot his video Free Fallin'. Petty left us this year, and I wonder if the West Side Pavilion won't be following him. Not that long ago, when the mall's Barnes & Noble closed, I thought there might be trouble. But that was nothing. This year, one of its anchor stores, Nordstrom, relocated, and its other anchor, Macy's, will be closing in 2018. Hundreds of malls are expected to shutter in the next few years. This would have been unimaginable in my childhood when malls were being built, not abandoned. But in fact, there's been no major construction on a new mall since 2006. Some aren't giving up trying to cater to modern shoppers. That means a livelier atmosphere, more stylish layout, increased activities, better food, whatever they can come up with. It could also mean more Apple stores or Amazon bookstores. Do they actually have that? Amazon bookstores?
That's becoming a thing.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. The death of the mall. You're welcome to comment on Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live, where you can, as always, take control of the airwaves. But we've been mostly talking about Black Friday here tonight because it's a fascinating study in human behavior. And looking at the marketplace is always interesting in how people react and what they do. We're talking about the death of malls, this sort of slow-motion failure over a couple of decades that has resulted in lots of closures of these, what had previously been very popular, shopping institutions where people spent a lot of their free time back when we were growing up on this show. Now, not so much. If you want to join the conversation, you can do that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Fox News opinion piece saying, is this Black Friday going to mark the death of the shopping mall? I mean, when do you decide that the malls have died? I mean, they basically are in the process of dying, and there's not going to be any one point at which, you know, it's just each individual mall, at which point will it fail? At which point will it change its business model drastically enough to be able to survive? In some cases, they have knocked down some of the walls. They've turned them into shopping centers, as you were talking about, the outdoor style. In some cases, they've just raised the buildings completely and replaced it with something completely different.
Converted them to other uses, like the one guy said, community college. I think there's also been
apartments
converting. Well, the apartments, but also I think some have been converted into like office space sort of stuff.
If malls, says here from FoxNews.com, I wish these malls luck. He's talking about the ones that are trying desperately to stay relevant. But the future looks grim. Kids don't hang out at malls like they used to. They hang out on social media. Of course, in some ways, this is an appropriate revenge. Malls grew with the car culture as Americans moved to the suburbs. This led to the decline of the beloved town square. And look at Sears, which is in serious trouble. More than a century ago, before moving into department stores, Sears made its money through its famed mail order catalog, the Amazon.
They were the internet before the internet.
Right. The Amazon of its day. What goes around comes around. If malls do disappear, I'll miss them, he says. They've been a part of my life for so long, or as long as I can remember. But I have to believe that people don't just want to stare at a screen. People want to go out and have human contact. As long as that's true, someone will figure out a way to give the public what it wants. Which wasn't really the reason people went to malls in the first place. You generally would go to a mall because you wanted to go shopping, not because you wanted to go and have human contact. Kids did it because they didn't have anywhere else to hang out. The mall was air-conditioned.
Very true.
And, you know, they could go there. It's either, like, be productive and play sports or whatever, or go hang out at the mall. But it is interesting watching how things change. Jerry is on the line with us listening to WVTS there in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, thanks. We have a special situation here in Charleston. We built our mall in, I believe, in 1981-82, when people were still civilized. We had the largest urban mall east of the Mississippi for many, many years. Most malls are not built smack in the middle of the city. Ours was.
Hmm. All right.
It survived pretty well for probably 10, 15 years. Once the internet came along, I myself and many of my friends started buying from Amazon going back 10 years or more. I got a readout from Amazon a couple of months ago. I've spent over $32,000 with Amazon alone. That
wow.
doesn't count.
That's amazing.
That, and now, wait a minute. That's over a 10-year period, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, I've spent half of that on other websites. I have not walked into a brick-and-mortar store in probably 15 years. I hate the crowds. I hate the hustle, the bustle, the pushing, the shoving.
Wait a minute. You haven't walked into a brick-and-mortar store, so you don't even, like, go shopping at a grocery store or,
Only for the absolute necessities, like groceries.
So do you still go to Walmart to get, like, toothpaste and, you know, deodorant?
No, I usually just get that at the grocery store.
Okay, the grocery store.
I seldom go to Walmart because it's so large. But here's our problem. Our mall right now is in default.
Mm.
There's a couple of big banks and a developer that are trying to figure out what to do because the mall is in bankruptcy.
Yeah, it's over.
Now, like many are. Now, you know, we have a special problem. Ours is an urban mall, which with urban malls, you have urban problems. Mm. And once people became uncivilized during the 90s with the screaming and yelling and so forth and all the things that were happening, people felt not safe going to the mall, especially because of the parking buildings, which cost money to this very day to park in. Nobody wants to pay for parking. And
no kidding.
Women
that used to be the reason why you go to the mall is because you didn't have to park and you didn't have to pay to park. The mall, at least the suburban malls, had plenty of parking.
Were in Birmingham, Alabama, where I grew up, you didn't have to pay to park.
But you're saying that because it was urban, it was pay to park because parking is at a premium in an urban zone.
That's exactly right. We have a city that's between two hills. We have very little flat land, very little space. And so they had to build these massive parking buildings, of which they're still paying for to this day. Women are afraid to park in it.
Because it's dangerous, because you might get robbed?
Oh, yeah, and people have been robbed.
Yeah.
And there's been shootouts, and there's been all kinds of things.
Wow.
Now, it's still a beautiful mall. It's still nice. Old people like to walk in the mall before the stores open.
They sure do.
But I don't see this mall lasting another year or more because of online. All of us are now shopping online, except for women. Women will always love to touch and feel things in a store. And
I don't know, man. I mean, I see what you're saying.
I still buy my clothes in the real world.
Yeah, but I mean, I get what you're saying, but ultimately women are the primary shoppers and the purse strings holders when it comes to families. So if women are shopping online, and they are, then that's what's hurting the malls. I mean, the women were the primary target demographic, it would seem to me, of these shopping malls.
Well, let me say this. of the we have a area outside of our town that sprung up about 15 years ago, which again took away from the mall. Free parking, you know, you've got your Walmarts and your Targets and all the normal big box stores. I can guarantee you that probably 75% of every car that parks there has got a female getting in or out of it because they love to go in and touch the clothes and try the clothes on and this and that. And that's one of the problems.
I like to be able to try clothes on. I'm not a woman.
You're getting in touch with
the
feminine side.
No, I like knowing that the clothes are actually going to fit.
Yeah, you got to try on clothes. I mean, come on.
That's one of the few problems with the internet. You cannot try on clothes.
That's true.
Yeah, that's grooming is definitely one of the things to keep people around.
Local. It does pay to go to a store to purchase your clothes.
And maybe you also want to use cash instead of, you know, putting something on a credit or debit
card. Wants to use cash anymore.
I do.
I do.
I don't.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call.
I do, but I pay it off every month. Okay?
Jerry, I want to thank you for the call. Thanks for telling us about your mall situation there. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Sarah, you were calling in tonight about bicycle lanes, but come on. Tell us about your Black Friday shopping experience.
Well, you know what? I found a bicycle lane that was painted green with 4-foot poles on the outside on the right-hand turn lane. So when the cars pull in to hit a bicycle while they're turning a right, it keeps them out of that 5-foot off the.
They just added these in Keene, didn't they? There are these bicycle zones.
Big, giant green bike lanes.
Yeah, they're the dumbest.
And no, they're not designed to help the drivers run over bicyclists.
No, she
Sarah.
Said they're trying to stop the drivers.
No, she said it's there so that the drivers know where to run over the bicyclist.
Well, the thing is, it's put right before the intersection ends on the right-hand turn lane. And it was only 5 feet to keep the cars off. When they're turning a right, they just pull right in and hit anybody.
Hold on. Are you saying that these bicycle lanes are supposed to keep the cars out of the bicycle area or that they're supposed to help the cars hit the bicyclists?
Well, the whole thing is to keep them out because they don't
see.
They don't
so I told
behave.
You, Daryl. Okay. She's in favor of these bicycle lanes because she believes that the cars are not going to stop over top of the bicycle lanes.
Right, when
even though the bicycle lane's in the middle of the lane.
Yeah. But it comes first, right? So the bicycle lane is the 5 feet first portion of the area in which cars stop prior to the light. At least that's the way it is here in.
Oh, see, the way I'm thinking, because up Main Street, they've got the green lane through the middle of the driving lane.
There's
what
that
I thought
too.
She was talking
no, she
about.
She was talking about when
allows
you're stopped.
Them to help them run over bicyclists.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. But yeah, it's like. If there's a bicyclist there, then you just don't run them over. Or
well,
you
now I know. Now I know what to do with that lane.
Run them over. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy your shopping if that's what you're doing this weekend.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105.
for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.